Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 27th of July, 2026. I want to talk today about you not being as behind as you think. And when I did behind, I did the little speech marks then as I was talking. So quite often this happens that I'll talk to an MSP, perhaps it's a member, someone that's in almost a level of distress, and they're very emotional about their business. And the emotions often come down to the fact that they have done tons of work. I mean, like often years of work, and things just aren't quite as good as they should be. And I think this is one of those things that in your first couple of years, you know, you almost expect it to be really hard the first few years. But when you've been doing this 5, 10, 15 years longer, and business is just in a dip, business isn't so good right now, it's very, very hard to maintain an emotional high off that. You know, and I've been a business owner for 20 years, right? This is my second business. I've now run two separate businesses for 10 years each. And I get this. And I have my highs and lows, right? I have my high moments and my low moments. I have my times where I'm really frustrated with my business. All business owners have this. This is perfectly normal. And that's the point I want to make, is that everyone goes through this. So if you feel like you are behind, that other people are doing better than you, that you're not as far ahead as you should be for the years you've put in, you've got to remember that you are comparing yourself to someone who is not comparable to you. So essentially, you are comparing your apple with someone else's orange. I noticed this a couple of weeks ago. On one of our Tactical Tuesdays, we had one of our members on talking about how often he wins new clients. And all the response in the text, in the chat, because it's a live group call, all of the responses were, oh my goodness, that's amazing. How have you done this? You know, what kind of business have you got? They were really interested in how can an MSP, a normal MSP, win a new client as often as this. It was almost once a month. And I've worked with this particular MSP for years. And what all of our other members haven't seen is that person has done like 6-7 years of hard work, systemizing all of the marketing, systemizing all of the sales, working so hard. I mean, we're talking putting, you know, 70, 80 hour weeks in and having only 2 weeks off a year. It's almost an unhealthy level of work that's gone in. But the flip side is now he's got a great business that's fully systemized. He's got a marketing system that works. He's not going to change that system. He's just going to leave it in place and tweak it and make it better. But that's the result of years of work. So you might have been in business the same number of years as him, but because he's been working intently towards this for some time, he's been putting this in place and made a decision, I'm going to do this, and then put it in place. That's why he's seeing different results from that. Does that make sense? It's because it's done with intent. So what I'm saying is, don't compare yourself to others. You cannot compare because you're comparing your apples with your oranges. It's the same as if you were to go onto Facebook or Instagram and look at your friends, right? And you see your friends on holiday with their amazing good-looking kids and you think, oh my God, they have a better life than me. No, they don't. They have a different life than you. And actually, you never really see what's happening behind the scenes, right? You're seeing a curated snapshot of what they choose to share with the world. It's the same when you talk to other MSPs. They might win a new client every month, but it could be that actually their service desk manager just quit, right? Which when you're winning a new client every month, that's the worst thing that can possibly happen, is a senior member of your team leaving. So do you get the idea there? Don't believe that you're behind. Don't get emotionally down about it. You've got to keep you've got to stay chipper, use a British term. You've got to keep your emotions up there and stay really positive about your business, regardless of what situation you're in right now. As I say, I've been doing this for 20 years. It's really rare for someone to completely fail. Right? If you've managed to keep your business going for a couple of years, and most of our members have been going at least a couple of years before they join us, we're not for startup MSPs typically. But if you've been going for a couple of years, then you know how to do this. And even if things are really tough right now, do you know what? You're going to survive, right? You're not just going to survive. You have a future thriving version of you that you're going to meet one day. I promise you, after 20 years in business and dealing with thousands of other business owners, not just MSPs, I've worked with business owners in a whole bunch of other sectors 10 years ago. I promise you, you will get through this. It will be amazing, but you just have to remember to keep yourself emotionally high to do that. So that's what I've got to talk about today. One thing to mention, well, I mentioned Tactical Tuesdays. We do that every single week. It's a live group call. It's a discussion, not a presentation. We have a subject that I start talking about. And then as a group, we all pitch in and we jump in, and it kind of evolves into general marketing questions and just a general discussion. 60 minutes maximum. You can see all the details in the portal if you look for Tactical Tuesdays in the navigation. And our subject tomorrow is about the 2026 lead magnet that works the best. It'd be great to see you on that call. But for this Monday motivation, I will see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.